Welcome to the Arts Page. In this edition, we take a look at the largest urban art festival in the English-speaking Caribbean, Kingston on the Edge. Stay with us.
Kadeem Hilton. You know me as Miss Kitty the Fluffy Diva. I'm a broadcaster, radio presenter, MC, entertainer, author. Because I stayed in school, I achieved my goals. PATH is here to help you achieve your goals as well. So let PATH help you. Stay in school. A school, me say, school every time. La 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 la.
Achieve your goals. Stay in school. A message from the Ministry of Labor and Social Security Program of Advancement through Health and Education, PATH.
7 years ago, a group of art lovers came up with a grand idea to celebrate the arts in Jamaica. After brainstorming and refining their idea, Kingston on the Edge was born.
Kingston on the Edge is a urban art festival. It is a studio and performing art festival that really tries to highlight all of the positive creative energy that is in Kingston. We often get a very bad rap and a bad press, and you hear of all the negativity and all of the violence that is happening in Kingston, but we wanted to showcase all of the other side, the positive things, the creative things, and the people that are involved with that, and the places that showcase a lot of this work.
Co-founder of the festival, Enola Williams. Now in its sixth staging, Kingston on the Edge showcases studio arts such as painting, sculpture, photography, graphic design, as well as performing arts. The festival is being held over 10 days, starting June 21 in traditional and non-traditional spaces all over Kingston. Art studios such as the National Gallery and Rock Tower are involved, as well as restaurants including the Red Bones Blues Bar and Cafe What's On. There are displays in parks and open spaces, as well as one event, which will be held at the synagogue in downtown Kingston.
The other side of the festival is to let people know that art is accessible to anyone, irrespective of their background, whether that be financial, color, class, education, age. Really and truly, art is something, may sound a bit cliche, but it's in the eyes of the beholder, and anyone can create. So our purpose is to be all-encompassing and welcoming to the creative process.
Over 200 local and international artists will participate in the festival this year. The festival will take the form of workshops, a film festival, poetry sessions, and even an open mic night for aspiring musicians. The festival kicks off Friday at the Red Bones Blues Bar with several art exhibits as well as a live music show.
The idea of the opening night is to use all things that are thrown away and found objects to recreate them into unique artworks. Then we have Crimson Heart Replica, Roots Underground, and then we round off the night with the Courtney John Project. They've come up with a new kind of music, which they like to call Rootstronic, which is a bit of electronica with reggae music mash up together to create a new sound, and that is the opening night. That starts off the whole festival, and then we go straight into the rest of the week, where every day we have anywhere between 2 to 5 different events. We have almost 20 different events, and there's for sure an event in there for everyone. So yes, please come and support the arts in Kingston. The majority of the events are free and open to the public, and we really do want to highlight the fact that Kingston is a creative place. We don't have to focus on the negative side. Let's try and focus on the positive creative energy of this city.
Enola Williams, co-founder of Kingston on the Edge. For more information on what's happening, when and where, visit the website kingstonontheedge.org and stay tuned to the JIS about more on this exciting festival. That's it for this edition of the Arts Page. Join us again next time. I am Carlene Brown Thompson.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.